A horror film from 20 years ago has just been released on DVD. An American Werewolf in London managed to pull off some pretty amazing visual stunts. You actually saw a man transform from human to beast without the camera cutting away for a makeup change. The film had scary sound, too. But as writer-director John Landis tells it, the reissue was a chance to improve on that.
For an American Werewolf in London, it was a very exciting experience to go back and remix it. And what it accomplishes is it makes the movie scarier.
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
There's a sequence toward the beginning of the film where the two boys, played by Griffin Dunne and David Naughton, are lost on the moors at night.
Hey, wait a minute. We're lost. What is that?
I don't know. Come on.
Come on, where?
Anywhere. I think we should just keep moving.
And they are being stalked by some kind of animal. And they're very frightened.
It's moving. It's circling us.
And now I can actually put the wolf, the monster, anywhere in the house. So this sound coming out of the darkness is literally all around you. It's coming anywhere the wolf wants to be. A good example of how sound enhances a scene, the tone, the atmosphere of a scene, is a sequence in the film where we're in the Tottenham Court Road tube station, the London Underground, and a train arrives. The London Underground, the subway, is very old, and it's tile, it's surfaced with tile, and it has this wonderful kind of ghostly echo, and it's vast. And the sound enhancement there really works. The guy gets off the tube, and he hears something.
I can assure you that this is not in the least bit amusing.
Just hearing that is very evocative. It really enhances how isolated and scary the experience is. One of the key problems when you make a monster movie is, what does the monster sound like? Well, in this case, it's a werewolf. It's a demon beast. And that took a lot of experimentation. We used all kinds of sounds of real wolves and lions and, believe it or not, pigs. Pigs make a very disturbing sound, especially when you get a bunch of them together.
David.
I'm still very pleased with the actual howl of our werewolf. For an American Werewolf in London, I strongly suggest that you watch it with someone else, because a scary movie is always scarier with more people, believe it or not, because fear is contagious.
Director John Landis telling us about the new acoustic effects on the DVD release of his 1981 film, An American Werewolf in London. It still ends with this song, one of several versions of Blue Moon heard throughout the film. By the way, a blue moon is the second full moon to occur in 1 month. We have one in tonight's sky, the first blue moon to fall on Halloween since 1955.